Good afternoon. Most places rebounding nicely today after a start below zero across a wide range of places this morning, and even some locations between 10 and 20 below zero. Arctic high pressure dominating the weather, bringing us a beautiful blue sky this afternoon. A little bit of a breeze, but that should only help temperatures climb past the 20-degree mark and into the lower to mid-20s for afternoon highs. That same high pressure center will keep us clear this evening, and temperatures will drop right back down through the teens before some high clouds move in, putting a halt to the free fall. And actually, temperatures will start to climb back up through the teens and into the lower 20s overnight and into tomorrow morning. At this point, we'll turn our attention toward the coast, where we'll find an intensifying storm during the overnight hours and into the day tomorrow as it tracks from just east of Hatteras north to a position off of Atlantic City, then over the eastern tip of Long Island and over Cape Cod. On this track, snow will enter the region from south to north during the early to mid-morning hours tomorrow, and most of the region should see a light snow by lunchtime. As the low pressure center intensifies, the snow will pick up in intensity as we approach the latter stages of the day tomorrow and continue into tomorrow night. As milder air gets drawn in, especially in the mid-levels of the atmosphere with the approach of the storm, we may see a mix or a changeover to some sleet or freezing rain, especially across the lower Hudson Valley and southern parts of New England. Most places will stay in the lower 30s for afternoon highs, with some southern locations getting slightly above freezing. Snow will persist into the overnight period Thursday night and taper off early Friday morning, and final snowfall totals will largely depend on the exact track and intensity of the storm. Right now, it looks like the I-88 corridor, the Catskills, the Greater Capital District, central and southern Vermont into central New England will see at least 6 to 10 inches of snow. North and west of this area into the Champlain Valley, northern Vermont, parts of the central and northern Adirondacks, and out into the Mohawk Valley, amounts will taper from about 3 to 6 inches down to 1 to 3 inches closer to the Canadian border and out toward the Finger Lakes. Also, with a mixture of precipitation toward the mid and lower Hudson Valley, eastward into southern parts of New England, 3 to 6 inches of snow expected in these locations as well. As we go through the day on Friday and the storm pulls away, we'll have gusty winds out of the west-northwest drying things out. Skies will remain mostly cloudy, though, and temperatures will reach up into the lower and middle 30s. Another weak disturbance kicking through on Saturday may touch off a few scattered snow showers, otherwise mostly cloudy and breezy, back into the upper 20s, with a dry day on Sunday in the middle 20s. High pressure will give way on Monday to increasing clouds. It'll stay dry through the day, though, with readings back into the lower 30s, and the next system with a chance of snow or mixed precipitation will arrive on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, widespread precipitation will continue to develop to the north of a frontal boundary stalled out in the northern Gulf of Mexico and the southeast coast. A fresh supply of Arctic air in place will allow for snow within the northern fringe of the precipitation shield, and warm Gulf air overrunning the boundary should also cause a wide swath of freezing rain to the south of the snow axis. Winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories have been issued for a large part of the Deep South. Conditions are deteriorating quickly now as a vigorous piece of energy in the mid-levels of the atmosphere helps spin up a surface low along that stalled front. The deepening low is drawing additional moisture out of the Gulf, which will fuel heavier precipitation across the southeast and the Carolinas, including significant ice and snow accumulations, resulting in possible widespread power outages. Once the intensifying surface low moves off the southeast coast and begins to track up the eastern seaboard tonight, winter weather will lift northward into the northern mid-Atlantic states where winter storm warnings are in effect. Washington, D.C. is expecting to pick up 5 to 9 inches of snow beginning tonight. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 85 degrees at West Kendall, Florida, to a low of 36 below zero at Embarrass, Minnesota. Those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing clouds in the mid-20s, Boston mostly sunny in the mid-20s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs staying in the middle 20s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 34 degrees, the average low 17, the record high 55 set in 1932, and the record low 16 below zero in 1979. Sunrise this morning, 6:56 a.m., sunset this evening, 5:23 p.m., 10 hours and 27 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny, breezy today with highs in the lower 20s. Clear skies tonight, 0 to 10 above. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny and cold today with highs in the middle 20s. Increasing clouds tonight with a chance of light snow by sunrise with lows in the mid to upper teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondack, sunny and cold today with highs in the middle 20s. Clear this evening with increasing clouds overnight tonight with lows in the lower teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunshine but cold today with highs in the lower to mid 20s. Increasing clouds tonight with the chance of some light snow by sunrise and lows in the mid teens. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, sunny and cold today with highs in the mid-20s. Clear this evening, then increasing clouds overnight tonight with lows in the middle teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, snow becoming steady through the morning and into the afternoon, even heavy at times, with temperatures in the lower 30s. More snow tomorrow night and early Friday morning, then mostly cloudy and breezy Friday afternoon in the mid-30s. A few snow showers Saturday, upper 20s, a mix of sun and clouds Sunday, mid-20s. Back to the lower 30s on Monday with increasing clouds and the chance for snow or mixed precipitation on Tuesday in the 30s. For WAMC, I am News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.